Well, I think what we would reflect on first is that an appeal like this, which ends up in a reduction of a sentence, is an incredibly difficult experience for survivors, because they've gone through already a process which asks a lot of survivors to get the original conviction and the sentence. And there's a process after getting a sentence where a survivor takes that, you know, the message from that and shapes, you know, builds their life again in whatever way that it has been disrupted by the course of seeking justice here. So there's something about going back then to appeal, and especially when that appeal results in a reduction in that sentence, which must be very impactful for those survivors.